Okay, so one of the one of my favorite pieces that you find in Achronim, sometimes you find Rishonim, but more recently the Achronim have taken this up, is where they try to take very difficult to understand drashot in the Gemara and show how it actually fits very well into the pshat of the psukim, right? Because as guys in my share know, I'm very insistent on the Rambam's idea that part of Talmud isn't just, right, part of Gemara, more precisely, is not just Svara, but what does the Rambam say is included inherently in the mitzvah? What? Not reading. No. Is understanding the link from Psukim to, right, understanding the drasha that linked the Tarshu B'chtav to the Tarshu B'al Peh, right? For the Rambam, that is part of what we call Gemara. So, the Avnei Shoham, which is a sefer I have never used before, but it's a reference in Rav Nachshoni's book, makes a very interesting claim. Okay, the Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Meir Omer, Uminayin shekeshem shemavarech al kach mevarech al hara. Right, the Mishnah in Brachot tells you that you have an obligation to make a bracha both on the good and on the bad. On good, what bracha do we make? Hatov v'meitiv, right? If you hear good news, so you say Hatov v'meitiv. And if you hear bad news, Dayan HaEmet. And if you hear news that's both good and bad, you say both, right? And then, right, that's why the Gemara comes up with the very emotionally charged situation of somebody who hears that parent, sibling, whatever, has died and left them a fortune of money, where the answer is, the halacha is, you say Dayan HaEmet, and then you say immediately after Hatov v'meitiv, right? Because well, probably, you know, it's more respectful to say I'm sorry, you know. It's like, yes, I inherited. Oh, he's dead. Shoot. Right. No, you first, like, right. So Rabbi Meir says, and what's the source of that principle? Talmud Lomar, Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha, that God gave to you. Dayancha Bechol Din She Dancha, right? He is your judge, and any judgment he gives you, bein midat tovah, midat paranut. Now, everyone tries to figure out and says, well, how exactly did you get that from this pasuk? Asher natan lecha Hashem Elokecha, God gave you. And now what? Right? God gave you. So what? So the Avnei Shoham says something that I think is very clever. And he says, well, if you want to figure out the drasha, you need to figure out which Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha it's referring to. But in this particular case, Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha comes up more than once in Chumash. It comes up twice, in fact, in this week's Parsha alone, right? So it comes up at the beginning of the pasuk of the parsha in the mitzvah of Bikurim, where the pasuk says, "V'samachta bechol hatov, asher natan lecha Hashem Elokecha," that you rejoice in all the good that God has given you. And then in Perek Chavchet, is this week or is it next week's klalot? Next week, Perek Chavchet. Or it's still this week. No, it's still this week. No, it is still this week. Right? In the klalot, in the latter half of the parsha, right? Because the latter half of Kitavo has the curses. At some point, things are going to get very, 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 very bad. And you are going to end up eating what? Your children. Very good. Right? Things are going to get very, very bad. That's when things are very bad. Right? And the pasuk says, Ve'achalta. Fri vitnecha bisar banecha uvnotecha asher natan lecha adonai alecha b'matzor v'matzok asher yatzik lecha oivecha. Right, you'll eat your own children, your sons, the flesh of your sons and daughters that God has given to you. And he says, wait a second, asher natan lecha Hashem Elokecha, that notion that God has given it to you, right? We use the exact same phrase when discussing the fruit that God has given you, for which you go and thank God and bring Bikurim, as well as the pasuk describing how God has given you children and now you are eating their flesh. Asher natan lecha Hashem Elokecha. In both cases, we say that God has given you. And he says that's the key to the drasha. Right? The key to the drasha is the fact that we use the exact same words to describe the best of times and the worst of times, to borrow from Dickens, right? Is what tells you that at some level, our religious response to both of them is the same. And he says that, he says, just to read it inside, he says, Al pizeh nireh levayer hadita b'gemara brachot. Rabbi Meir omer minayin shekishem shemarecha latova kach mevarecha al ra'a. Talmud lomar sher natan lecha Hashem Elokecha. Right? The Mefarshim say, what is the source for this? And he quotes that the Rashash says it's going on Hashem Elokecha. It's going really on the previous pasuk, right? I mean, they're trying to figure out. It's not clear, but he says, no, near Edech Havanana Gemara Lahanach Trey Kroiches Garnu. Dichtiv Bitravayu Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha. Both of these two very, very different psukim say that God gave you Echad Bibracha, Echad Biklala, one in the context of a bracha, one in the context of a curse. Umidayek Rabbi Meir, mean Dichtiv Lashon Shaveh Vishnam. The fact that nevertheless, these two psukim are as opposite as you can possibly imagine. And Rabbi Meir says, but the phrase is the same. Right? And like I said, I happen to like these a lot when, if you actually think about it, right, that's a very good read of the psukim, right? The fact that the Torah uses the same phrases in the, right, in really good context and bad context, and in both of them, God is giving it to you, does highlight the fact that at some level, there is a theological continuum, right, and similarity between them. And if the response that we have in Bikurim is, thank God, bless God, and the like, and yet we use the same, right, that's not in dispute. That's what we're doing in Bikurim, and yet we use the same phrase to describe the horrors of the klalot. From here we learn that at some level, they elicit a similar religious response, hence the idea of a bracha both on good and a bracha on evil.